I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Recently, Rex Rogers with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, was in Cairo, Egypt. While there, Rogers connected with local Christians and churches. Despite the threat of extremist attacks, the Egyptian church is remaining strong.
Their faith as Christians, that not only is God in charge in protecting them, but enabling them to do more in their nation under the current government that seems to be somewhat friendlier toward Christians and churches, at least has made efforts to fairness in law and prosecution of those who have done wrong to hurt Christians or churches. So that's encouraging.
Please pray for Egypt's government, the church, and for gospel impact in Egypt, and learn more at missionnews.org. And Christmas is a time when you hear about Jesus seemingly everywhere. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says Christmas is the perfect time to naturally bring up the gospel, and the stakes are high.
On our website, we have an eternity counter running right now. It is indicating how many people have gone into eternity since Thanksgiving morning. And we know this, that 150,000 of our fellow humans, 150,000, try to get your head around this, will go into eternity today, heaven or hell. They will be in heaven or hell before the end of today.
Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is all about sharing the good news through radio, online, and through indigenous Native American outreach. And right now you can donate to Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, and your gift will be matched. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House this month, and you can get your copy for free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.